I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel
welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin. They had a poll out asking Wisconsin voters and poll respondents from January 27th to February 5th a number of questions about Donald Trump's first 2 weeks of his second term. We've been digging into some of that, some fairly intuitive responses, and some anxiety being shown by the poll respondents about Donald Trump's tariff policy. Of course, tariffs, according to most economists, oftentimes have quite acute inflationary pressures. Inflation, and frankly, bringing inflation down, making things more affordable for the middle class, was one of Donald Trump's signature promises to the American electorate in the 2024 election. So, Charles, we have to ask, how are folks responding about and telling, what are they saying to you about their concerns about inflation?
Yeah, I think it's so important because throughout 2024, the economy and inflation were always the number one issues in polling that we did, both state and national. In this national poll, what we're seeing is we ask whether Donald Trump's policies will increase inflation, or have no effect. 36% say it'll decrease inflation, but 49% expect it to drive up inflation, and 15% think it'll have no effect. Now, here, there's a little difference with tariffs. Remember, with tariffs, 49% of Republicans thought tariffs would help the economy, less than a majority, but almost a majority. But on inflation, Republicans by 70% think Trump's policies will lower the rate of inflation. Only 16% of Republicans think it'll drive inflation up. But when we move to independents, only 26% think his policies will lower inflation, and only 5% of Democrats think the same thing. And so here you have a very optimistic Republican rank and file expecting Donald Trump to lower inflation in the coming weeks and months. Just today, we had a national report out from the federal government showing inflation running at 3%, a little bit of an uptick from last month. And President Trump was quick to tweet that this was Biden's inflation. But I think this remains a big issue. And to the extent that the combination of tariffs and other pressures on inflation are at work, there's a real potential here for disappointment with his policies if we do see rising prices. We talk about the proverbial price of eggs, which are being driven up heavily by avian flu at this point. But if inflation expands to wider sectors, that's a big problem for any incumbent administration, but especially one that promised to lower inflation.
Of course, I always come back to the information environment in which people exist. Are they actually getting the factual, accurate, true information about the state of play? Do they connect what may or may not be impacting their personal pocketbook with the broader economic environment? And of course, that persnickety thing called confirmation bias. Unsurprisingly, that Trump's rank and file maintain a fairly positive economic view, both as to tariffs, but slightly better as to inflation, given all the promises that the president made during his election. We'll see if that bears out in actuality, and if that actuality actually impacts his rank and file's perception of his performance on these metrics. Charles, I've got one of our frequent listeners texting in on our text line asking me, hey, did you ask questions about people's confidence in his cabinet picks? Did you ask them about Elon Musk's, frankly, bigger role than what he may have tipped his hat to during the campaign? Right. And or anything about the rule of law and this looming constitutional crisis that many are predicting?
Yeah, we have asked some of those. On the cabinet picks, which frankly, I had expected to be pretty prominent in news coverage over the last, or over the first 2 or 3 weeks of the presidency. People had paid a moderate amount of attention to the cabinet, but much less than they had paid attention to the deportation policies. Mm. On the cabinet, approval of how he's handled the cabinet picks is almost identical to his overall approval. 47% approve, 52 disapprove. Overall approval was 48-52. So people really aren't distinguishing those. On the cabinet picks themselves, Marco Rubio has the best net favorable rating of the four that we asked about, followed by Robert Kennedy Jr., followed by Pete Hegseth, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general, is more positive than Hegseth, but on the other hand, has a lot more people that don't know anything about Bondi, the attorney general. Hegseth, on the other hand, was somewhat better known and somewhat less well-liked. But surprising to me, we asked those same questions in December, shortly after those people had been picked. There's been very little change in public views of them, suggesting that the 2 months of them being nominees and the hearings that were held did very little to make people more aware of these people or to change either positively or negatively people's opinions of them.
It was baked into the Trump cake, if you will. Pardon the tortured metaphor, Charles. I'll just say my own personal reaction. I am stunned by the overall positive reactions to both Mr. Hegseth and Mr. Kennedy Jr., given just on an objective basis, regardless of people's partisan leanings or support generally for the Trump administration, they just do not match up on a pound for pound, pardon that metaphor, basis to the qualifications of any prior nominees for these positions, whether from Republican or Democratic presidents in the past. Very, very briefly, we got about a minute left, Charles. Did you ask about Elon Musk? What did you ask and what did it tell us?
Well, no, because he developed as a figure after we were in the field. We are asking about him in our next poll, of course. But what we saw, we asked people, is there anything you like about Donald Trump? Is there anything you dislike about Donald Trump? 36% say they dislike everything about Trump. They have nothing positive to say about him. 14% have only positive things to say. But that means 47% have mixed feelings. And those are often things like, I like that he's carrying out his campaign promises. I like that he's doing a lot. But dislike the way he talks. He's crude. I don't like that.
Well, we like you, Charles. Please come back soon, especially after you ask about Elon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oligarchs and Their Dictators up next.